Yeah.
Probably in Denver, kind of running it for about it.
Which sub club? Which one? Which one?
I don't think I should tell you.
He wants to watch the
show. No.
I just check out Kevin's website.
Alright.
It's probably on there.
The GM's
right?
In our read section? Yeah, it is.
Okay.
That's cool.
He asked Kevin about it last time.
Yeah, Lost Boys. You gave him... Yeah, Lost.
There's a bunch of vampires!
Kiefer. You gonna kill Kiefer?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that. 1988 it comes out. Like,
yeah, someday.
Three more years it comes out. I think I should visit a David Sweet, Glendora, California.
Why?
I don't know. I advise him not to join the army.
Okay, so the warehouse is a large one-story structure with prefabricated steel walls and a flat roof that rests 20 feet off the ground. The only visible doors are located on the structure's west side, while a series of small single-pane windows rings the three remaining sides about three-quarters of the way up the wall. There is no sign of any activity on the ground.
So nothing on the roof? No entrance? No.
Nothing on the roof.
Nothing.
There is no sign of it.
Why around looking at all the windows?
Okay, make a perception roll. So basically, there are a bunch of crates in the middle, all over the middle of the warehouse, kind of stacked up. There are like three vans off to one in one corner.
Okay.
In the other corner, there's a like a closed off area, and you can occasionally see like a couple, one or two guys.
Okay.
Like looks like some kind of like warehouse guards.
Okay. Must be some sort of secret elevator down to.
You rolled a 20? Oh, you got 20 total.
20 total.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what you think.
Okay.
Is there a warehouse?
Could be. Got my light to it. Well, let's go in.
What? Oh, nothing? You didn't see anything? No activity?
A couple of guys over there, a bunch of crates.
Ah, crates. Must be weapons and armor. So the guys, they were just normal guys? They weren't wearing armor?
Guard
weapons?
You could tell they weren't wearing armor.
Oh, they were?
They were not wearing armor.
They're carrying big rifles? Big laser rifles?
Couldn't tell whether they were using rifles or not.
Didn't notice.
Alright, let's just go in. We can knock. Well, we don't need to knock.
So there's a big door, there's a window. That's pretty much it.
Go through the door.
Or you can go through a wall.
Big door.
Go through the wall.
Okay.
He tossed me through a wall again.
Alright, so you open the door.
Hello.
Housekeeping. Where housekeeping?
Four guys come running out.
They're costumed?
No. They have some machine guns. They're going, what the hell are you guys doing? It's private property. Get out. They're level of guns at you.
Yes, I have the string, so I'm allowed in.
Oh.
Make a... Oh, interesting. Let's see.
Okay.
While I process this. Interesting approach. Let's see. Impulse aura, 15.
I make a remark about getting out of the cereal box, but that might... Detract.
GM plot notes. You just double click on that. GM plot notes.
That would be it.
So,
and then you have a charisma.
Have a web page right now?
That's
so,
true.
I don't know.
No, this is the actual file, the HTML file on his laptop.
I'm reading his journal right now.
His personal journals?
Yeah.
The ones where I say
hey,
how much I hate each person?
Yeah.
It's Spanish cuisine, not Mexican cuisine at Thirsty Bear.
Spanish, not Mexican?
No, whatever.
It's all the same, man.
It's all the same to me.
17 and 31.
And you can resize photos in iPhoto in the sense that you can export them.
What? Kuzma.
He can resize.
When you export, when you export your photos in iPhoto, you can make them any size you want.
Plus Charisma is, you can... It's 41.
He's ignoring me. I'm making comments on the journal. He hates that. The journals aren't supposed to be interactive.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe, he says.
Maybe that's useful. Competent for what?
iPhoto.
Well, I use it all the time. I export them, I always export them 640 by 480 for my website. Or for Julie's website, which is her size. Let's say it's
whatever.
Okay,
whatever.
That's useful.
Yeah.
You sound so clear, Woo.
I wonder where that is.
Alright, so you're all 31?
Where's the mic?
Yes, plus 10 is 41.
I'm not too sure.
You know, I don't really know. I tried to find it before. I really don't know
where the mic is on my computer.
This thing? This thing?
Hey, what about underneath the PowerBook G4? Where it says PowerBook G4? Tap there.
Any of those particularly louder?
She's got a lot louder. Not really.
La la la.
It's magic. Just leave it.
Magic. La la.
Magic.
La la la.
La la la.
No, that's not it. This thing? That's
it might be the side.
Those are speakers,
light
right?
Over the,
it should be somewhere where you're sitting down and you're talking.
No.
So it could be...
There's a... This thing. Is it quieter now?
No.
I mean, there's a little thing right under the PowerBook G4, but...
Yeah, it might be.
You don't think it's a mic?
That's a light. Looks
I
like
can try to cover it up. La la la.
No, you sound pretty clear still. It might be next to the mic, the speaker, so that seems kind of silly.
Could be.
I don't know. I don't know where the mic is.
Hello? Hello?
That was loud.
Really? Hello?
Yeah. Hey, talk on the other side.
Hello? Hello?
That sounded loud.
Hello? Hello, hello.
That's really loud.
So
that
it must be this
way. By the speaker on that side.
Huh, strange. What a strange place to put it.
How about now? How about now? Can you hear anything?
I can't hear you with a damn.
It must be.
Okay, it must be over there. Because if we do this kind of thing and we move it off and back and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it definitely affects it.
Okay.
Wow, we learned something today. Something useful. Not really, but.
Not really.
I'm
always wondering. No wonder there's so much feedback.
The speaker's right next to the microphone.
Oh, we got the ring. Okay.
Alright, there you go. Little girl. Flamey little girl.
Flamey girl. Oh, we got supervillains in the organization.
That's true.
Yep, so, okay.
So I guess they never heard of me, huh?
Advanced German technology.
That's true, they might have heard of
that. What a bad idea I'm going with these. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but I mean...
That's true.
Mind control, I say. Oh, sure,
you know,
you need,
like, some kind of recovery.
So deep.
They're not paving. Nope. Mind control. Rad. Quick like a chicken.
Oh, wait. That's not... The mic is not work very well. How can this? It's still what? Oh, sorry, Wait. I've got to stop now that I know.
We'll break your arm. All right, where's the way down?
Okay. So they tell you...
So we can it down.
So they lead you over to the elevator. And go
okay.
To the complex. Okay, so you three go down.
Yep.
Do.
And we see... Brainiac.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. So it's like, that has four big sections with like, surrounded by corridors, so it's just...
Impressive.
What's post?
Oh, it's corded on that side.
What do you want? What you wear?
So it's four sections and then there's corridors all around.
So any doors on the four sections?
And then there are various doors. and then you can start over in one corner. So there's one section right next to you that you can check out.
Let's check that section out. That's what's closest to it.
Okay. Do any of you do anything really stupid right now?
Nope.
Like, bored or something?
What? What do you mean by stupid?
I don't know. Try to arrest everybody?
I try to look evil and menacing.
More stupid than usual?
Okay, so you walk into sort of a large room.
But you didn't mention anything about her being fat. That's probably good.
What are you talking about? I didn't see anything.
I don't have to break your arm too, do I?
No, I was saying that he said something mean about you, but it wasn't about your weight.
What kind of thing
did
he mean?
Yes,
you did. What
did I say? I don't even remember. Whatever.
I don't think Rev likes me.
What do you mean?
Deep down inside, no.
Ah, sure I like you.
Not deep down inside.
Deep down inside? No, I like her. I don't discriminate against big people. I don't say this, okay? Because no one actually said detail. Nothing against people in general.
What was it that you personally can't stop?
I think just me personally.
Personally, you can't stop.
Nah, I can stop anytime I want to.
Oh, yeah? So,
what?
Donald's character is pretty attractive in that outfit, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. What? See, I stopped. I almost said that.
What about her outfit most impressed you?
You bastard. You lousy bastard. Huh? Good.
He's asking a question.
I had an answer, see?
I'm sure you didn't ask me the three.
Restrained.
Fairly restrained, so. Okay. You walk into
really
this room.
It really accentuates her curve. What do you think?
It looks like a,
yes, sure.
Some kind of chemical.
I don't know this, because she's a little girl. That would be kind of gross. You're a little boy, so it's okay. See, how's that? That's PC.
Yep.
Sort of.
So, you know, glassware and Bunsen burners and stuff like that.
Actually, aren't you the oldest of the group, as you claimed? You sick bastard.
So on the last bench is 6 pounds of cocaine.
Cocaine?
There's also a package addressed to...
Rick, I knew it!
Rat.
Excellent.
So lying next on the table next to the package with a note reading.
Dear
Marv, I want you to make sure the Island City champions are finally taken care of. But this time be subtle. We don't want to jeopardize the upcoming Island City operation.
I checked the
Marv?
Package carefully. I don't know.
Who's Marv?
It's probably one of the operatives.
I try to think of who Marv is.
Not the guy we talked to, is it?
Upstairs?
No, the guy we just talked to.
No,
So, I checked the package carefully.
What the hell? Make a roll.
Address
to you. Yeah, I can open it, but I probably shouldn't.
It hasn't been delivered.
So.
Chew.
And it's kind of heavy.
I shake it a lot.
It doesn't rattle.
Let me actually open this. I'll take it. Well, let's see. I'll leave it for now. Because we got other places to check out.
We'll get back later.
Right.
So cocaine, the package, letter, and that's it?
That's it.
And another door?
And there's another door going.
Any sound coming from within?
Nope.
Let's check it out.
You should zap the cocaine.
Zap the cocaine. I think that's evidence that police might
have. Oh, yeah, I guess the snort.
Yeah, let's snort it off so they can't use it.
Alright, so you go to this room.
We can always zap it later if we want it. Maybe.
Okay, so there is a, computer.
What? Computer.
Oh, computer.
I know this. It's Unix.
1985,
so it's
just a
I can use
terminal.
It. It's Unix.
Yeah.
No, it's Unix. I can use
this. No, I think it's... I know this. Check the quotes.
Not even that, just line printers with a keyboard attached to it.
Okay, anything on screen right now?
You want to go out?
No, the line printer.
I wonder what that was. Just
line
printer?
Anything
printed out? Yeah, line printer with a keyboard attached to it.
Anything printed out?
Right now it's just a bunch of, like, system messages.
What do they say?
Like, it's basically just console messages.
Anything interesting? No.
Nothing interesting.
Alright. So, that's it?
That's it in this room.
There must be another door out here somewhere.
Let's go see what's over there.
Yeah.
So you go over here?
Yeah, eventually. Okay.
So, eventually, when you guys get, like, here...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we see 20,000.
No. You should put a trench coat on or something.
Why?
What? People can't tell you're rad right away.
He's a hero.
Well, I can borrow Rip's trench coat. He doesn't really have one, actually. He has one. He's worn trench coats before.
You can pretend to be bad guys.
Well, Indiana Jones has worn a trench coat, right? Yeah.
Everybody make initiative roll.
Whoa.
Well, actually, no, it wouldn't be initiative roll.
Perception?
Ah, you bastard. The little girl from Jurassic Park, you know the one that said it?
Yeah.
Is now a graphic artist.
Okay.
And? How's that relevant? What's a quote?
I'm looking for the quote. I just thought you'd like to know that.
Not really.
You rat bastard.
Kitty.
So, Dex plus a die roll.
Dex plus a die roll? Yeah, great.
Dex plus a die roll, Dave.
Dex plus a die roll.
Looking for 23.
Well, I got 18. What's my dex?
Of course.
7. My dex is 7. I made it. 25.
28 plus. Yeah, made it.
What'd you roll?
28.
31.
Truly bad. That's not extremely bad.
Well, you know, some sort of roll.
You rolled up at least.
Twice. Yeah.
Still only got
28. Two threes and two threes.
Peace up. Okay. So when you get here, like, let's glass walls come down. But you guys all dodge. Back out.
Okay.
And then a gas fills it, and then alarm starts going off.
I had the ring.
This is the unit.
True, but they did it.
I know this.
What? Wasn't that what I said?
System.
Wasn't that what I said?
Not quite. But it's closer to me.
What did I say?
Those who do not understand.
That would have been smarter.
Them to reinvent it.
What would be smarter?
Taking out the guards upstairs and taking their rings, so we all have them.
Whatever.
Okay, so alarm starts going off.
Alright, now we fly around and check out things.
Look for the way down to the next floor.
Yeah, once you take them out, you can leisurely go around the complex.
True.
Yeah. We're fighting the guards.
Okay, so there are a total 9 guards. 5 of them with energy rifles and 4 of them with the submachine guns.
Block the hallway. I don't mean that way. I mean,
I believe these guards are actually bad guys.
How many sites are there? How many are they only coming from one direction?
Well.
So we're like here?
Yeah, they're coming from one direction.
They're like coming from here, okay.
So it's kind of easy.
Okay.
We can issue rolls.
Guards are bad guys?
Yeah, they're bad guys.
Then why do we think they're bad guys? They're just employees protecting the property, right?
So some of them actually have laser rifles?
Energy rifles. Bad guys.
Okay.
It's simple.
But if they're given to them by their employer, you know,
fuck them.
Private property.
Fuck them.
Louis Stick.
You shouldn't say that word.
Okay. I don't. I don't even know that word. But I do.
It used to be formal.
Fudge them. Fudge them.
Who said Donald's character fast?
What's your initiative?
I didn't roll it.
I'm effectively growing up in the 80s, man.
49.
And I have a potty mouth.
49?
A valley girl.
Okay, so you go first.
I pick up Brad and I throw him at the biggest group.
Bowling.
That could work.
The new game.
Yeah.
How many are there?
How many are there?
Nine.
How are they grouped?
Straight line across.
So five guys with energy weapons are coming in first, and four guys with super machine guns.
Oh, yeah. So they're all coming from the same direction?
Yeah, pretty much.
Alright, I take out the first five guys.
Okay, make a roll. I'm not wearing armor, so you what? What do you do? Just roll more than one.
15,
5, 17, minus 4, 5, 6, 7. You take out the five with the energy rifle. Right, there are four of them with the machine gun.
Shoot the four.
What? Alright.
Yes.
I got five.
You're shooting innocent people.
That's more than half.
I don't think they're
both
innocent.
49? Damn it.
Okay, go to roll.
My base is 44, Dave.
Oh, you're not going to.
Huh?
You're
oh,
so you're saying you could have been lower than me.
True. Okay, so you knock out the guards.
Okay, let's go check out the next one.
Alright, so let's just go.
I collect their weapons.
Beat down the whole place.
Yeah, we take their energy weapons.
Okay.
And,
That's where their machine guns too, right?
Yeah.
Can I
take
them
the machine
into pretzels?
Guns. Yeah, bend them into pretzels.
Take them all.
Pretzels!
Sure.
No, back to the armory.
Let's check the whole complex first, though.
Yeah, and I throw them in the bag.
I take one and I make it into a pretzel and
so,
I leave it
so
on the
So we'll
ground.
Take enough rings.
All right, fine.
To go.
Make
okay.
one into
so
a
like
pretzel.
Two more.
Okay.
I like
to
take back to the armory.
We should tie these guys up with the pretzels you made.
Oh, okay.
Because that's how we do it.
That's true.
That's how we used to do it, I say. Back in the 40s.
Put their hands
day.
Behind their,
back
their
in
backs
day.
And then tie a gun around them.
Yeah. And then drop them in the ocean.
If Superman were here, I don't know. But if he were here...
Captain Marvel. I bet he'd do that. He's cool.
Captain Marvel. Maybe. But after that school incident, he was never the same. What?
I got his autograph. Captain Marvel.
He was nice. I raced him around the planet.
That's right. You won, right?
Yep.
It was pretty hard for him to win.
For Captain Marvel.
He rolled up.
All he needed was hero points. If he wanted to win, he could have won.
That's true. He wanted to win.
He's pretty strong, though. He kicked Brainiac's ass.
Yeah, he took care of him, I think, was the exact
You know,
point.
But I hurt Brainiac. Twice I've hurt Brainiac.
That's true. Expending enough hero points to choke enough small elephant.
Small elephant?
Small elephant?
Big,
big
elephant.
No, he's small.
Not
that
many. Not the Oliphant? Or Mumak? Mumak?
Okay, so let's see. So you've already been to the lab, there's a radio room.
Radio room?
Yep.
There's
and
a radio
cyclotron. Line on the table is what turns out to be a list of code words.
Ooh, I decoded.
So the list reads tag words for the next week, basically.
Okay.
Or this week.
Yeah.
Appalling. Equals increased by 10%. Boisterous increased by 5%.
Okay.
Chattel decreased by 10%. Driven decreased by 5%. Fantastic, jilting, perplexed, stultifying, stupefying.
Hey,
and they're also various things.
It didn't right. Lucky. Didn't Lucky. What's his face? Call us stupefyingly amazing or something.
Who knows? Whatever. Sure. There. Are,
you can roll.
There was like the logbook.
Yeah.
Right? Wasn't it a logbook that says something like that too?
I rolled a 6.
Okay. So the words appalling, perplexed, and stupefying are all circled. So you remember All those words are from the TV show.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, that's
the TV guy.
Huh?
TV guy said those words.
Yeah, he called the space thing, like, he called Afghanistan.
He's
appallingly.
He's the guy that, he's the guy
that,
that's passing the message.
Ooh,
he's
busted.
A message. Oh, maybe.
Maybe. Does that prove anything?
Yeah,
okay.
That doesn't really prove anything.
Okay, so they have a supply, you know, a armory or armory.
Okay.
Kitchen.
Hey, they got an armory.
Room, test facility.
Yeah, let's hit their armory.
Barracks.
Load up,
guest room,
load up in the armory.
Station chief's quarters.
We should load up on the cocaine.
Who's Marv?
That's the chase station chief. Marvin Brown.
Does Dev know we're raiding the armory?
Okay.
Braddock will be present when the heroes enter. He stays in this room, whether or not the group triggers an alarm.
Did
Hi,
we?
Marv.
Dev.
What?
Dev. We raid the armory.
All right.
We empty it.
You want one of those power suits?
Okay, so that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, you could actually use one of those.
The power suits?
Make you a little bot.
Okay.
I don't think they make one that small, though. With a big head. Well, you don't have the big head anymore, that's right.
Picture. I got a new picture.
I can change that.
And there'll be plenty of space in
right.
the...
I can make you a little girl in the picture.
I go in lots of space in the crotch area of the suit.
You in there?
See them there. Hi, Marv. Oh, he doesn't put up any resistance.
He doesn't?
No.
How
What's
disappointing.
In the
bomb.
Bomb.
Yeah.
So boring.
You know, the usual bomb delivered over the mail.
Just,
or the package.
That's just to remind me of my old days. I used to have that.
That's really kind of unoriginal.
I used to have that, I say.
Probably have to be a really big bomb, though. I don't think you could fit a really big bomb in that little box.
No, it's a pretty good bomb. May not pick you up, but who knows? You can always roll high.
Who, me?
You can always get lucky. Maybe you're hugging the package when you open it.
Oh! No, maybe, maybe my wife gets to open it.
Presents?
Oh.
Oh.
So, how do you know the TV guy?
Huh?
The TV guy.
Well,
he's like using all your code words. What's he up to?
Who's your boss, I say? Who's your boss?
Alright, let's see.
Say it. Who actually...
I remember those words because I just had a vocabulary test.
Mm-hmm. He knows the code words go through the show. Not the show.
Who's your boss? Who is your boss?
He doesn't know if Jack has actually involved or if it's just his writer.
True. So who's your boss? Who? Who?
age and charisma is 6, 12, 20, and this is a subtract 11.
You roll 8.
So that's 4. Don't
hit
everything.
Damn it.
He doesn't know who this boss is, but he knows that he's supposed to be in the city tomorrow.
In the city tomorrow, huh?
Yep. Some kind of massive operation involving our top agent.
So you don't know
but
what that
he doesn't know what the
operation
is.
You the head of the local chapter?
Well, yeah. Well, you know, at least just pretty much just the same.
What's in the boxes upstairs?
We're going to check them out, those crates, later. But
oh, that's just like normal stuff. Because all the hit, you know.
Were you guys involved
the
in that? That research lab thing? That's the only thing I think of. Skilla, right? Yeah.
Skilla, he doesn't know anything about that.
Okay.
It doesn't seem...
Maybe not.
He pretty much just runs this particular
There hasn't been any weird mythology stuff going on.
Well, he also doesn't know anything anyway. He's just the local guy. So, when is he going to be here tomorrow? Where? When?
I don't know. It's just a rumor.
Okay.
Let's see.
Something big's going to happen. But
something big's going down, huh?
Yeah.
They don't tell us, you know, us local boys that you like.
Huh.
Well, where is headquarters?
This is it, right? The local headquarters?
No, but where's the headquarters headquarters?
I don't think he knows.
He doesn't know.
Yeah. All right, call the cops. Round everyone up. And,
I mean, they have, like, a, you guys have to check out the computer.
It's true. We should do that.
Yeah. Call the police and then round up the guys and we'll check the rest of the warehouse.
I deliver their armory.
So the only other thing was the computer room.
Okay, let's check out
the
computer.
The one terminal.
Ah! I know this. It's Unix.
You want to try to break in?
Sure.
You know, once you have physical access.
Yeah, it's true.
So
hard drive right there. Everything's on the hard drive.
Make a scientist roll. So,
let's go. I'm going to leave for a little while. Deliver the armory back to our armory.
Okay.
When I have an armory, right. Give me the broom closet.
He's just hoarding as many weapons as he can.
Big bag.
20.
38? Once I get the Lost Boys set up, we'll have our army. Our own army.
So here is a file. So, subject, alien object.
Alien object? Yep. I open the file. I double click on my icon.
In exchange for the balance due on its account, the government of Kurak offered a strange object which was recovered in the Kuraki desert.
Kurak?
Kurak, which is basically the DC universe's version of. Or the bad Middle Eastern nation.
Okay.
In the East Universe.
Wow.
That's where all the terrorists come from.
Damn Karaks. Karakians.
Yeah.
Alright.
The object was obviously of alien construction and seems to have recently entered the Earth's atmosphere from outer space. Okay, and then there's some entries.
Is there a picture of the alien object?
It is
an artifact.
Looks like a.
You seen this before? Alien girl?
Just think of that on the space one. This is the middle of every freaking.
Any of us see,
like
seen
that.
This before?
There is a higher probability.
Kind of like that.
Yeah. You think we all look alike or something?
looks like a.
Looks like a little lander.
Landing ship.
Oh, maybe that's
wrong. Lunar
anyway,
Lander.
Go ahead and roll.
Me?
Yeah, what the hell, you might roll me.
Yeah. It's a Lunar Lander.
I might roll.
Oh no.
A 14.
Nope, never seen it before.
It's a Lunar Lander.
Looks like it's obviously some sort of small missile, though.
Huh. Alien weapon.
I don't think we want the bad guys to have that.
The object is most certainly of extraterrestrial origin, VDL, which is the guy in
Robert. Oh! It could be the ship carrying Superman.
After reviewing
the baby
all,
Superman.
After reviewing
got,
all the available
sidetracked.
Space tracking data and plotting its trajectory backwards from the object's point of impact, our team has become convinced that the object was originally launched from a point on the dark side of the moon. He gives approximate coordinates.
Coxay. You've been there,
right? There?
VDL.
I didn't see anything.
It's a big place.
Wait, EVL?
VVL. No, VVL is like someone's issues.
Right.
So this is someone making entries.
BBL?
VVL.
VVL? VVL. Hmm.
The object makes use of a matter-antimatter flux power source. Such technology is far beyond human limits. The efficiency of such a power system is almost incredible. Oh, most incredible.
Almost incredible. Not really. It's just credible.
The object is many thousands of years old. Exact age still indeterminate. Okay.
Does it have the coordinates for the dark side of the moon?
It gives you approximate coordinates.
I'll go look later.
It's abandoned by now.
We have a lot determined the object's purpose. It appears to be some kind of targeting probe. It is meant to impact in a given target area and then send out a signal allowing some sort of weapon to come in it.
Yeah.
This would yield tremendous targeting accuracy. It is our theory that some kind of automatic signal triggered the launching of the probe, which itself was supposed to have sent out a signal to watch the weapon fall. Apparently, the weapon malfunctioned. The hypothesis of the team is that some highly advanced alien culture constructed an automated military base on the moon, targeting it onto the Earth many millennia ago. The weapon itself is very probably still on the moon. Said weapon is undoubtedly, devastatingly powerful. Since the matter-antimatter flux technology, evidence of the probe could easily be adapted to make it.
Okay, so wait, who's planning to go to the moon now?
Several hundred times more powerful than Earth's largest nuclear warhead.
Wait, didn't we see that on the news or something?
The alien base must be well hidden, as it has never been detected by conventional Earth lunar surveys. In the last entry is Operation at Sunderland's Island City Base to commence.
Sunderland, that's the company, right? That was the company I was trying to... The space shuttle.
Yeah.
Payload of, 6 tons or something?
Yep. Capable of going in space for 2 months and going to the moon and back.
It's scary how that works.
I can get to the moon faster than they can. I've already been there.
It's true.
You know, stupid alien.
Can you survive in space?
Me? Yeah.
It would be kind of pointless if she...
No, she's been there, but she's died every time she went.
I didn't know you traveled in space without, like, a suit or anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We did this before. We did this before.
We talked about this?
We did this. First adventure. Or second adventure.
Yeah. Remember I, like, flew you guys up out of orbit onto the alien ship?
I didn't do that one.
Yeah, you did. You left your sword in the airlock, remember?
No, in the bathroom.
You were there.
You were there.
Oh, wait a minute.
When we fought the dark...
Star Wars Adventure.
I thought you meant... Okay, so I fumbled and left. I got it.
Yeah. You guys all got in a box, and I flew you out in space up to the ship.
Right. We were in a box.
Well, yeah. It was like a sphere.
Well, you guys
sphere.
Needed air.
Like a sphere.
It was like a cargo crate.
It was hard to follow what you guys were doing. That was the last of my chat.
Yeah.
I remember finding...
So apparently...
Fumbling. Using my sword.
In the bathroom in the spaceport, remember?
It's like midnight.
Midnight right now?
Yeah, it's getting pretty late.
So
the operation is scheduled to commence at 11 p.m.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
So after the police round up.
It's minute and a half to midnight.
Is it already? Damn.
Okay. You guys find out about Sunderland Corporation and the TV guy?
The Sunderland Corporation.
And yeah. I'll go to the moon.
Midnight.
Hey, so, do you need to breathe on Earth?
Once in a while.
Okay. So, when you're in space, you just have to park out a planet with an atmosphere once in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how it's done.
I'm good for, like, a couple weeks at a time or something. What's 20 APs of time?
A month.
A month. I'm good for a month.
Sure you don't just have to be happier?
What?
Sure you don't just have sleep apnea?
I got that too. I don't eat, I don't sleep.
Kind of boring, isn't it?
Yeah, there's all kinds of stuff to do. It's a new planet, man. I keep looking for interesting places to eat and interesting people to meet and interesting places to go. Except Germany.
Go to Angelo's in Glendora. Make a great gyro.
I went to Greece for gyros.
You mean gyro?
Damn it.
Gyro?
In 85, that's what you want to be.
Your video's crapping out.
Oh yeah, I'll stop screwing around with it. I was on full screen for a little while.
Yeah.
acted like I was there.
Yeah,
so
or something.
So you got, you know,
we got
theoretically the whole day, almost 24 hours.
Okay.
Well, I'll go poke around on the moon.
You could go
check
sleep.
Out Sunderland. That's true. I'll go to sleep for a little bit. It's midnight. Can't really do much at night.
I can go to the moon.
You can go to the moon, yeah.
I'll go to the moon.
12:01.
I gotta go to my wife. I'm very married.
Yep.
Gotta make sure she's not out robbing banks. I mean, not robbing banks, but you know what I mean.
What's your wife's last name, by the way?
Sapphire.
You heard Kevin.
Well, last name could be Star. Sapphire Star.
So did she take your last name? So your name is Rad Sapphire?
No.
Her name is Jones.
That's your wife's last name is Jones?
He's obsessed for some reason. I don't know why.
You look at my wife again.
Little
actually,
kid.
I believe her last name is JoJo.
Whoa. I'll go home.
Okay.
I need my rest.
So you're going to the moon, look around?
So Donald's cleared this up now. I now know that you're Jones, right?
No. Donald doesn't even know.
I don't know.
I thought Donald's old character knew.
Yeah.
No, even Donald's old character didn't know.
He definitely doesn't know.
I thought Donald's old character knew because of ghosting around and crap.
No.
He's never said anything.
She respected people's privacy.
Right.
Yeah, but, you know, you see what you see.
Although Dark Flame's learning more and more why she thought it was cool to have a secret identity.
Why is that?
People treat you funny.
Not really.
Funny and hot parts, but weird.
Right, I go to the moon.
All right, make a perception roll, I guess. If you roll really high, you find the moon. You're not supposed to, but
find
the
what?
Is my wife there? Oh,
ooh. Oh, yeah, there might be a chance.
Nah.
29, and then
39,
27, plus 13. Not good enough.
God damn it. Just I have coordinates
and
everything.
But not that exact.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, you're still talking about several thousand miles.
So, is my wife home?
Yeah. Well, let's see.
Did she get another raise?
Let's see. Is she home?
Did she get another bonus?
I mean, she's on
a
mission.
She's on a mission.
13. Nah, she's not.
Did she get another bonus? Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
We're rich enough
so
now,
I
guess.
Find it?
After that last hit, I mean bonus. So when's your next hit? I mean bonus, dear.
You keep stressing how much you guys need more money.
No, no.
We have more money.
No.
So we can get
better bread instead of this cruddy stuff.
Okay.
So we can remodel the house.
Yeah, we're doing okay. Yeah, we're doing fine.
I'll look around for a while. If I don't find anything, I'll go home and patrol and stuff until
okay.
It's morning. Go do some homework.
I thought you play video games now.
Just
no homework.
Just tell me about video games.
Yeah.
Go to the arcade.
So I'll get up early next day and go research.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I could do that. Yeah, I should take
the next left. Morning in the news. There's another little TV thing.
I watched the TV thing.
Oh, wait, did we write down the code words?
Yeah, sure we did.
Never
special report. We interrupt this program for a special report. Island City Police discovered the dead body of Lucky Louie Candioni in a suburban townhouse in the morning.
Which one
Candioni?
Wait,
Lucky, Lucky guy got
call
killed.
The police then?
Well, it had a release.
By who?
Oh.
We don't know.
Because
this is on the news.
I was asking
he posted bail.
You guys did it.
Yeah.
No, this is on the news.
Reportedly, one of the godfathers of Island City organized crime was the apparent victim of mob-related murder. Police have informed us that his assailant used enormously sophisticated weaponry.
Wow.
Lucky Lou was apparently living in a townhouse where his body was found.
I'll go check out the crime scene. You guys can do research, I guess.
Okay.
You better do research anyway, right?
Detective. I'll research the. I'll detect the Sunderland Corporation.
Okay.
And the TV host guy.
See, the their parent company is the same. That one and the whatever the other one is.
And make the company that owns the TV show or whatever.
I'll go check out the crime scene.
Roll for each. Sunderland Corporation.
That's not very good.
Well, let's see. What could you get with a...
That's a 13.
A 13, so basically it would have been a 1 OVRV.
It's a company, all right.
It is a company. You think it's a multinational company. Let's see. Vast industrial conglomerate with branches and subdivisions worldwide. Chemical manufacturer, freight transport, electronics, textiles, aerospace research, transportation, military research, international finance. So they recently constructed a fleet of commercial shuttles, operate out of the corporation's private airbase located outside Island City. And then you don't find out any other secret stuff.
How about the other company?
The TV guy.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to do TV guy?
Yes.
Better.
Okay. Four, so let's see.
Alias is? Brainiac. Brainiac.
Completely
self-made.
Brainiac. Jack has completely self-made man, lower middle class family, Slavic immigrants, put himself in Harvard, graduated magna cum laude. A master's degree in political science, worked for the Washington Post, daily column political commentary, soon syndicated, that's his TVS talk show Moment by Moment, 20 million viewers, let's see, his father accidentally killed his mother during a domestic squabble.
Wait a minute.
And he has his two best friends at Harvard committed suicide.
Wait a minute.
Hey, that's not good.
And then there's a bunch of stuff that, you know, you don't get.
Strange crime.
Right.
That happened around him. So I go to the crime scene.
Okay.
Wait, was there something else you wanted me to check out?
Other
company that
the
owns
other
the
company.
TV show?
No, the company that with all the weapons.
Oh,
the company.
Oh, the
crime
organization. Conclave?
Yeah.
See if you can check that out, too.
She did.
Oh, you did? Already? Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind. Oh! Yeah, never mind.
That's what she was thinking for herself. No.
Let's see.
Hey.
make a roll. Okay. So you go there, you can still see, you know, police tape.
Sophisticated machinery, right?
Yeah, I mean, weapon. You just lost, like, energy residue and stuff, even though you can't detect it very well. I'll say that it smells familiar.
Wait a minute, I know the smell.
But you're not too sure where it's placed. I mean, you have been alive for a long time.
All kinds of energy weapon residue smells, huh?
So, is Dave actually still connected with us?
Yes, I can hear you all.
He's just very still.
He could be dead. Is he dead?
Hard to keep the journal if I'm moving.
Okay. So now what are you guys going
to
do?
Ask the police if they have any leads that they didn't tell the press about.
Ooh. The alien thingy. It came from Karaki, right? Or whatever.
Yeah, landed in Karaki.
Right, but they got it here. So we should look for, you know, boats or something.
Did they get it here, or are they going to get it here?
I think they're going to get it.
You don't know what Vancouver is.
Right, but if they're bringing it here...
Hey, Lou, doesn't Karaki create Afghanimation?
I think... Ooh. You know what I think they're doing? I think I know what they're doing.
They're targeting Island City.
No. See, they got the shuttle so that they can go to the moon to look for the alien base.
The weapon, right?
But, see, the thing's supposed to send a signal back to the base
right.
so that it will shoot the weapon or whatever.
Yeah.
So they can follow the signal from the thing back to the base.
Mm-hmm.
so they can use it to track backwards to the base.
Okay.
So they're going to take it in their shuttle and go look for the base.
So you just follow the shuttle?
So we can... No.
It's amazingly clever.
So yes, we could follow the shuttle, or we can... Before that, we can look around for ships or planes or whatever that came in from the Middle East recently that might have had the thing on it, so that we can...
Well, do we know it came directly from the Middle East, or did they ship it somewhere? Because I thought they were going to ship it to their headquarters somewhere, and then...
That's true, and then ship it here.
Because we're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Why the hell would they come
true.
To Hawaii?
So then we should,
good reason.
We should stake out the air base and wait for them to load it on, and or we should just follow the shuttle.
Smarter, all incoming traffic.
Okay, so... Yeah, someone reported, like, some kind of robot went in and killed them.
A robot?
A robot.
Did they see...
Some kind of robot.
Did they see a robot? And describe
yeah,
the robot?
Mean, all robots.
Yeah,
okay, fine. Oh, well. Surveillance cameras? No?
No, he doesn't have surveillance cameras.
What kind of crappy
mob boss is he?
No wonder he got killed.
Oh, what the hell? Okay, he does.
We check it out.
You bullied him into it?
Actually.
Just
show that's the robot.
Uh-huh.
But
wow.
I'll let you roll.
I've seen that before.
Like? I want to see. Put it in front of the camera. I never get to see anything. Closer. Closer.
Closer.
Much closer. You can't fall away. down.
Lower. Okay, there you go.
Hey, I see the robot. See now? How hard is that?
That was pretty hard.
Too hard.
That was pretty hard. It's step two.
It does look like step two. But
I
you
saw
have to
that. I saw your fat little finger.
Yeah,
it does look like step two. It's modified.
Modified step two. Dev went turning Brainiac, and what about Dev 2?
Dev 2 did disappear.
He went looking after the
Euro
robot.
Yeah.
Mechanique?
Wait.
You haven't heard from
Dev
2 in
Brainiac.
Oh,
Mechanique.
You haven't heard from her either.
Well, Mechanic, as we call it in Hawaii. What do you think of this? This is our friends. You're a mechanic. Does she look like Charles Bronson?
Dev 2 was Brainiac.
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Just without the mustache? That's one ugly girl robot there.
Okay, so what are you guys
gonna
do?
Wow. It's step two, I think.
Well, can you track step two somehow?
No.
Track step two.
Yeah, you know, detect his radiation or something.
He has no radiation. I'm sure of it, because I can't detect it. You remember Dev 2, don't you?
Yeah, Brainiac.
No, that's Dev 1.
Dev 1's Brainiac?
Yeah.
But I thought Dev 1 was dumb and Dev 2 was sensitive.
Yeah, Dev 1 was dumb and got smarter.
Alright, well, that's right. Dev 1, I kicked his ass. But I've heard it 3 times.
Yeah, Wayne was dumb. You kicked his ass.
I did kick his ass. Well, he went nuts.
Yeah. Dev 2 was the sentient one with the robot's
yeah.
girlfriend that looked like Charles Bronson without a mustache.
Hey, it's Murray. Hi, Murray. You want to see Murray?
No.
Sure.
I know what he looks like. He's like a dog.
Oh my god, earthquake!
Oh, earthquake!
That's a pretty good earthquake.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. That's a turn. Come on. Not down.
Unnecessary zoom.
Uh oh. Hey, Murray looks different. He looks very still.
Looks
and
like a cabinet or
and
desk
wooden.
Or now he looks like a window. It looks like a black spot. Oh, wait, there he is.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Is he awake?
Can't
tell. I can't see his eyes.
There, you see he's moving.
I can't see his eyes.
So, no, I mean, it's just not coming out of the camera.
Too dark, I think. Oh, there it goes. Okay. I see it.
I guess I can barely see it.
See the glint from those devilish eyes?
Devil eyes.
What's going on?
Oh my god, who's attacking you?
Huh?
Keep attacking you.
Where is it?
Bye.
Murray.
Murray, okay.
Say hello to Murray. I should pan out.
What the?
There he is. There he is again.
Almost like the same position he was in before.
Strangely. How does that work?
He did, in fact, get up.
Okay. So, right. What do you guys want to do?
Track down Dev 2.
How?
Detect radiation.
Oh,
dang it.
Damn it. I should have taken out that power. I thought you didn't use it enough, but now you are.
I should change to detect energy. No, that's too general, huh?
No, the tech is very specific. You have to say what kind of energy.
Useful energy.
You can do different types of effects, and it just adds the factor cost for each additional one.
Doesn't matter, I don't have it.
That's true.
Pointless.
Usually pointless. Because there are other ways to do it. Detective.
Yeah. Or intelligence.
Or just scrolling high.
You say intelligence equivalent, right? Just the, it's times one.
Yeah.
So mine should be high enough. Wow.
Yeah. Divide your intelligence by two, that's your detective.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's alright.
You're pretty smart.
So we're... What?
We'll go to a surplus store and buy a Geiger counter.
Why?
You can detect radiation finally.
I could. Well.
I always could. I'm sure it's...
You can't now, though.
No, I'm sure deep down inside I could still do it. I just have to find it within myself to do it.
Yep.
I'm just saying it'd be really simple to buy yourself a Geiger counter.
I could also bomb if I really wanted to.
You could.
I'm sure. Deep down.
Oh, yeah.
I could find it within myself, like I said.
Do it, man. Do it. Do it.
I don't feel the need yet.
What kind of size bomb would you need to do to destroy the Earth?
80 probably.
Really?
Wasn't Earth like 70 something body?
79.
79 body. So 80 will have a good chance of damaging it.
Wait. So a bomb one can only affect something with a body of one?
Well, you can always roll up. I'm sure I can bomb it out of orbit. That'd be cool.
Out of orbit.
You know, to be sure.
Yeah.
Alright.
So what are we doing? We're monitoring the incoming shipments and the shuttle thingy.
Yeah.
When was the shuttle supposed to go up? Tomorrow or today?
Not for another couple of days.
Oh.
Oh, but they're big.
Hey, was the shuttle destroyed in this country?
They're off.
What?
Oh, okay, so maybe they're...
The shuttle should blow up soon.
You mean Challenger?
I was training when the shuttle blew up.
Challenger?
Yeah.
I think it was 87. 86, was it?
Beginning of 86.
86, yeah.
Like
we're in July 85.
It's 80.
It's coming up.
Yeah, it's 86.
I'm
it's late 86, actually, isn't it?
I don't know. I was in school.
I was in high school, so there must be 86 after summer.
Well, 86
I was in basic training.
It's after summer, probably.
No, it wasn't after summer. I was in basic training from the end of 85 to the beginning of 86. While I was in basic training.
No.
So it was early 80s. It was first semester 86, spring 86.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought. Check it.
I'm working on it.
It was like, I don't know. March? April? May? March sounds right.
Eh. I could be wrong. I could be totally wrong.
That's true.
But who knows?
March 86, that sounds right.
Oh, January 86.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, so
it's
yeah.
The beginning of the year.
Yeah.
January 31st.
January 28th.
What? Okay. Oh, I guess President Reagan's eulogy was on the 31st.
Oh, okay. 86. Wow, so I was still in...
I first.
Wasn't everybody in Georgia in the Army?
I was still in my mom's womb. Wait.
15th,
yeah,
but grade?
You know,
when you're
17, it's a little odd. I thought, 14th, 8th grade, something like that. I don't know. Whatever. Who knows? Sounds right. So, no, next year, it'll blow up.
Alright.
What? Where are we? What are we doing?
So now they're trying to figure out when they're going to do their big thing, 11 p.m. right? Yeah, well, we don't know where. I think they need to shuttle to go to the moon. Yeah, so you can, I think they're going to steal it. Maybe they're not involved with Sunderland. Maybe they're not. Maybe so we can stake out the airbase.
Yep, I think we should also, could also look into seeing if we can figure out how or where the alien thing came into town, assuming they brought it with them.
Yeah, it's monitoring all inbound shipment. That would be kind of hard.
But I would assume that it was only going to show up recently because they wouldn't want to have it lying around.
Like today.
Yeah, so look for stuff coming in today.
So check out shipyards, check out airports, and stake out the space place.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. That's what we do.
Make a roll.
That's good.
Pretty
good. So we find the alien artifact. And we keep it. And we destroy it.
We track it back to the moon base.
And get the weapon. And rule the world. And rule the world.
We have a moon base.
Woo! The place to go. I want a moon base.
Fine. I want a name for Zappa.
What?
Moon base Zappa?
Yeah.
Well, now there is Zappa. One. Now that I know there is a moon base, I'm going to keep looking for
it. I thought it was moon unit.
Oh.
Let's see.
It was Moon Unit, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes, Moon Unit.
You're wrong, you're right.